Democrats have won Pennsylvania's presidential election since 1992, but this year could be different. Pennsylvania seems to be getting redder while a potential Trump ticket is pushing other states toward a Democratic vote. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino reports Hillary Clinton may be ahead in the polls, but one blue-collar focus group shows Trump could be competitive in Pennsylvania.
This group of 11 Pittsburghers, various ages, races, jobs, didn't start off with too much rah-rah for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. 27-year-old Sarah Michkowski wishes she had more options.
I feel like I'm voting defensively.
This focus group was moderated by Peter Hart on behalf of the Annenberg Public Policy Center. Although most participants said they also wish somebody else was running for president, most had little nice to say about the Democratic frontrunner.
I like Hillary. I'm a big supporter of her, but I don't think she could run the country.
And I'm worried about her running the country because?
Because she's a woman.
That's homemaker Danielle Victor. Participants also took issue with general trust in Clinton, including her emotions and fiscal responsibility. Most national polls show Clinton with only a slight edge over Trump, by 2% according to a June Quinnipiac poll. Despite Democratic wins in presidential races, Pennsylvania has been considered a purple state in the past, and a recent NPR analysis claims the Commonwealth could once again be considered a toss-up in this year's election. At Pittsburgh rallies this year, both Clinton and Trump made similar appeals to Pennsylvania workers. Here's Trump on the steel industry.
We're going to bring it all back, okay? We're going to bring it. I'm so good at this. I'm so good. We're going to bring it all back. You're going to be so happy.
And Clinton.
Imagine that we once again become the manufacturing engine of the world.
And for many folks in Western PA, those jobs are a big deal. Trump recently made an economic speech at an aluminum facility in Manesson, a town that's lost two steel mills and thousands of jobs. Locals who came out to see him all say the economy in Manesson is tough, but have some mixed feelings about the presumptive Republican nominee.
It was hoped on the TV broadcast that he can do something to revive industry. I don't know what he can possibly do there, but
my husband worked in the mill, got shut down, we lost everything. I do hope he makes it, but we need it. Better wages, more jobs, get rid of Mexicans.
I was a Democrat, a solid Democrat until about 10 years ago. Donald Trump specifically. He has a lot of appeal to me.
That's Ron Godla, Kim Guido, and Ron Cromulak. Like Cromulak, many longtime Rust Belt Union voters, historically Democrats, are drawn to Trump, despite perceived faults. Here's Megan Carpenter, a homemaker from that focus group.
I think he puts himself out there.
Right.
We might not agree with the things that he says, but I feel like he does have a sense of honesty to him. I know that sounds funny because it's Trump, but I mean, when you call him out for something, granted he doesn't handle it professionally necessarily, but he admits a lot of his wrongdoing most of the time.
Focus group participants gave him lower overall favorability scores than Clinton, but felt stronger about him in a presidential role. They described him as
Bryce, matter of fact.
Joe. Next president.
Forceful.
Vain.
No tact.
Megan Carpenter and Danielle Victor disagree about how Trump could actually manage the country.
I'm glad he is saying it because I don't want him in there either. I don't want terrorists in our country.
But then does he even know how to get rid of them? Because he's been doing beauty pageants and running businesses. He doesn't know how to run a country to rid the country of, you know, terrorists. Like, what class did he take to make him think that he could run the country?
Well, a president surrounds himself with other people.
His armed forces will do that.
Yeah, he delegates that.
Besides jobs and the economy, the group said national security and health care are also top concerns this election cycle. Hairstylist Sherry Spina says she's still undecided.
Somebody's dividing so that they can conquer. Nobody knows who they're fighting for anymore.
Pennsylvania will have 20 electoral votes on the line in November's election. Until then, voters statewide expect much more attention from both candidates. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News.